and welcome to the Love Meesh Podcast. I'm your host, Meesh, and it's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. I've been podcasting for about 3 years now, so happy third birthday to me. I'm super excited to continue growing and sharing my journey with you. So welcome to my world. Hey, loves, and welcome to another episode of the Love Meesh Podcast. Oh my God, it's been so long. Did you miss me? I know. I miss you too. Okay, so on today's podcast episode, what are we? My bad, y'all. My sister came over with the niece and nephews. My mama done got a whole pool in the backyard, so they are super excited to get in the pool. So what I was saying is today's podcast episode is about I don't want to say just up and quitting, because as adults, you do have responsibilities. You have a spouse that's depending on you, or a partner, or a roommate. You may have kids that are depending on you. But everybody's in different situations. And the way my life is, I have two amazing parents that are okay with me changing, you know, just giving me time to breathe, get my mind, my thoughts, my future plans together, to switch career paths and hold space for me and to not burden me, you know, with finances and such. I literally call them my earth angels, because I feel like they're more than parents. And I want to do another episode, because I feel like relationships have different titles, but they literally are all the same. You may not do the same exact stuff, but you can. So let me give you an example, and I cannot wait to do this podcast. If you have a husband, you can be intimate physically with your husband, right? There's so many, you can express all the intimacies, especially physical, with your husband. But let's say a sibling or a parent or a friend, you could still be intimate with them. You can hold their hand. You can give them I think French people kiss on the lips. That's their greeting. You can hug them. You can hold hands. You can cuddle. I remember my sister-in-law, her sister was moving to another state, and they literally got in the bed and was cuddling. Like, I didn't grow up with a family like that. So the only way that I have been able to express intimacy is with hugs, maybe kisses on the cheeks, and maybe getting into deep conversations and stuff. But when it comes to relationships, I'm able to go so much deeper into intimacy. And I kind of realized that. But the relationship that I have with my parents has allowed me to be able to take this, I want to call it a sabbatical. And I'm just so grateful for that, because I know everybody can't just up and quit. So I've been learning to, you know, give gratitude, not just for air and food, but for things like that. Like, to be in a position where I can, like, fucking quit. Like, I couldn't just do that on my own. A few months ago, if I was living by myself with bills and stuff, quit where? I would have still been working, but life landed, my cards fell the way they are, I'm at home, and guess what? I can quit. I can put in applications and look for other jobs that are better for my soul, for my newfound faith, you know, that I have more happiness in. So I'm so excited to do this freaking podcast. So let me not get too much on that. We got to go over our recos. And this is probably going to be two, maybe three, four episodes. So first things first, the local business reco. Dun, 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 dun. I want to shout out La Rosa Realty. Okay, that is my broker's office with Miss Deanna Renee Anderson. It is a husband and wife, African-American brokerage duo. They partner with La Rosa Realty. And you know what's so funny? I always told my mom and dad growing up I wanted a maid, or, you know, a housekeeper, or a second house mom. Like, I have never been ashamed to say kids are a lot. They're like little hurricanes and little tornadoes. The more I learn about myself, I'm a projector. That means I don't generate a lot of energy. I basically reflect the energy that I see, which means I can't just go out and do things. Things have to present themselves to me. I can't just go out and land these jobs and stuff. They literally do have to come to me and fall in my lap. I can't just run to everybody and say, hey, learn about this, learn about that. They have to come to me and request the knowledge and the information, which I get, but it's still so hard to do, because I'm still ride for my circle, whether they want to hear it or not. Like, I love you to life, okay? I'm a HSP, which means I'm a highly sensitive person. And just the more you learn about yourself, it just helps you, you know, pick jobs that are better for you. So right now, I still have a couple of things to work out, a couple of things to sign. But I'm so super excited, because I was looking back at all my emails And I see, like, there is a pattern in my life. Like, I'm revisiting the same path that I was on. I remember being at ADT, like, fuck this job. I don't want to do this no more. I want to be real estate. Fast forward years later, I'm in another job. Like, fuck this job. I don't want to do this no more. Let me look at the real estate. And before, I couldn't pass the test. This time around, I did pass it. It's just so interesting. Life is literally a spiral. You're going to revisit them same fucking things over and over again. You have a child. You get married. Years later, your kid going to be getting married. You have a child. Years later, your kid going to be having a child. And it's just like those same milestones are going to keep repeating. And it's going to be like, well, all the knowledge and wisdom you have, what can you present to the situation now? It's just so, so interesting. Okay, so I am a licensed real estate referral agent. I'm doing referrals now. When you are a full-time real estate agent, you have to pay the beeper dues. And those dues are like $800 a month. Like, baby, I ain't ready yet. But I will be. So baby steps. We're getting there. We're getting our feet wet. You can reach her at jacksonville.larosarealty.com. And the office is so beautiful. When I went in there and interviewed with her and sat down at the office, I literally bared my soul to this lady. And she's just, again, another angel. Like, I'm noticing when I meet people now, I can tell, like, there's a sparkle. Like, yes, this is the right path. Or, danger, bitch, go the other way. Like, I'm noticing it now. Like, pay attention. Especially if you're a highly sensitive person. Feel your body. If it's tightness in your stomach and it's squinching up and you're uncomfortable, like, bitch, just leave. Or if you're welcoming, your heart is like flowing, so much energy in the room, you're just like opening up like a flower, like that's a good sign, because that's how I felt with her. But the office is located on 12627 San Jose Boulevard, Suite 506, Jacksonville, Florida, 32223. Tell her your girl, Jamisha Jackson, sent you so that I could get my referral fee. And I'm excited to go down this journey because property is important. Property is my number one goal. I feel like everyone should have property, whether you build a new home on it, whether you put a trailer on it, whether you live in your car or your RV, it doesn't matter. It's your property. And yes, you will have to pay taxes, but that's cool. You can put a keep out private property on there. You can grow your food and vegetables. And that's literally the importance that we're missing. My mom has an amazing big front yard, an amazing big backyard. You look at the houses today, they're so small. What front yard? What backyard? And then I've been doing Uber too, y'all. Don't sleep on Uber. Way like in old St. Augustine, those houses are so big, you don't even see the house. It's that far back. And if that's how the front yard look, I can imagine how the backyard look. So it's property, y'all. And then years later, if they pass that stuff down, they might turn it into, you know, you'll see woods one day. The next thing you know, about 50 houses in there. How much money them people got for that land? Like, it's investments for me. Like, I don't want to work for the rest of my life. I want to put my money to work, okay? I want to manage this money, okay? So I'm so excited to say that my local business reco was me and my broker, hello, La Rosa Realty. And I just thought it was so funny that I always told my parents I wanted a housemaid, wife, you know, assistant to help me. And I'll always say Rosa. And it's just so funny that this is La Rosa. So that was kind of like confirmation for me. Moving right along. So video, movie, TV reco will be Antebellum. Have you seen Antebellum? And I told myself I will not look at another African American slave movie. Because why? Because why? Where's our Moor movie? Where's our King and Queen movie? Where's our The Pharaohs Work for Women movies? Like, I just feel like they always want to feed us the bad shit. Like, let me see the great shit. Let me see y'all crawling out of a mountain eating each other and shit like that. Let me see those movies. You see, they don't want to present those things because it's an embarrassing history for them. But they want to repeat our embarrassing history over and over and over again. If you are a screenwriter, a producer in the movie era, please make a movie about them Caucasus Mountains. How they were all pale and eating each other, and the bubonic plague, and how they was drinking in the same water they was pooping and peeing in, and unfucking civilized, and how the Moors came in and taught them how to be human. Okay, let me see a movie about that. Why do I have to read that? Where's the fucking movie? It's a movie for slavery. It's several movies for slavery. But anyways, I'm just put that out into the ethers, and you go. Gone to some movie directors and stuff like that. Y'all let me know if y'all see that movie because I just put it out. So Antebellum was amazing. Like, I was so nervous with seeing it. The only reason I saw it is because it was a twist between the past and the future. And I'm like, okay. Because I was like, it's giving me the Django vibes. I look at the Django over and fucking over. Because I feel like that literally was our history. I feel like they were revolting. You don't just get hung for no reason. All this other stuff. Like, they was leaving and they was fighting and all stuff like that. But I feel like our disadvantage was they had chains. They had steel. They had them damn, they trained them damn dogs to be monsters. I just felt like they had more resources. But if you take them resources away and it's fist to fist, we would have kicked ass, okay? We would have literally kicked ass. I saw a video of a woman walking with a fucking lion. So you mean tell me they swooped in there and took these slaves and they got lions and tigers and bears as fucking pets? Yes, because they shot them damn animals. You get what I'm saying? It was the steel. If it wasn't for the steel, who would they be? Who? And then even if you look at the system now, if it's not for money, who would you be? Like, a lot of rich people, they don't do shit. Without that money, who are you? You probably can't even cook for yourself. Can you wipe your ass? It's just ridiculous. It's like, without some resources, who are you? But you take the poorest of the poorest person with no fucking resources, and they're damn amazing. They'll take a little bit of food and make Thanksgiving. You hear me? So anyways, Antebellum, let's talk about it. She was, and I love, what is her name, Lord? What is her name? Oh, I got to find her name. Because no, we're not finna do that. That's what we're not finna do. Antebellum, I love her music. Like, it's so futuristic. Like, I feel like she's from another planet. And I've just always, I always loved her. Janelle Monáe, there we go. She has songs about droids and falling in love and running from the people and stuff. And I'm like, the fuck is it? It was so futuristic. It was so beyond my mind. And now that I'm in that genre, I'm like, yes, yes. And I really feel like sometimes people make up fantasy stuff, but they're really talking about us today. So you might say, oh, the blue man, and that could be the black man. And you might say the red man, and that might be the white man. Blue could be black, red could be white. It's like you got to kind of trick stuff up to not offend people or to get the funding that you need for the movies and stuff like that. But anyways, she was like a pro-black African-American woman. She would she wrote books. She was like advocating for black people like having enough. And she all of a sudden met this creepy white lady who had this southern accent. And I instantly got slave vibes from her. And what she did, they end up kidnapping that lady and putting her on a down. You know how you can go in some areas and they reinvent the wars and stuff? Well, in this area, they reinvented that shit so much. So she was a fucking slave. And anybody that came in there could decide if they wanted to fucking sleep with her. And they did. And it was nothing she could do. Now, I felt like this was a cross between the past and the future. But when the man's cell phone rung, I said, what the fuck? They literally in the wilderness somewhere live in slave times. Okay, and one of the girls, she was, like, so distraught. She ended up killing herself. Like, she was like, I'm pregnant. I want to get out of here. Like, you're supposed to be this revolution woman. When are we fucking leaving? And it was so interesting. At the beginning of the movie, she had already tried to leave, and they shot him. Now, movies, to me, are not fiction. So, with all this land that we don't be going to, are they still living life how they want to? And we just don't know about it? Think about it. All these missing women. All these missing kids. Come on. And when I look at Westworld, it was a world away from the other world where they could do whatever the fuck they want to do. And nobody was rescuing them. I don't care if they was fucking robots. Nobody cared about them. So that almost makes me think, with all this land that we, you know, haven't discovered or don't go into, or rural areas, they could be really doing whatever the fuck they want. And we won't even know about it because we don't even go there. She literally had to get that man phone and free herself. But so check out Antebellum. It was amazing. So podcast reco will be The Great Resignation. I'm going to push pause for a moment so you can hear it. And that's going to bring us into our particular topic. So one moment.
So, yeah, it's tough no matter what. But yeah, okay. Yeah, do you want we could set up this this kind of, I think they're calling it The Great Resignation.
Talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about it, baby. Let's talk about it. Because, okay, brief summary. Yes. And Lane, you watched something about this morning, so please jump in if I'm wrong.
Go for it.
The pandemic has caused the labor movement to shift a lot. And part of that, obviously, is people who are in on the front lines, who are quote unquote essential workers, who are being treated like shit despite being given that name and not getting the fair pay for what they're doing. And they're being laid off and they're choosing not to go back to work unless they make $15 minimum an hour, which I think is very reasonable. I want to put that first because I do think those are the people who have the most reasonable claims to their survival. On top of that, people who have traditionally worked in fields that don't necessarily jump into the labor movement, because I hear labor and I think of like blue collar professions, are starting to realize the amount of work-life balance they've been lacking, and specifically how their workplace maybe doesn't value them once the boundaries of in-office, out-office are broken. So for instance, if you have a from home job where they realize that maybe you're at your computer all day anyway, they can just contact you at 8 p.m. They will just contact you at 8 p.m. and ask you to do stuff as though that's normal. Not that I've had any experience with that. And so people are basically realizing, even in fields that aren't traditionally associated with the labor movement, that things are not okay and they're not being treated well. And I think a lot of millennials who are working for boomers who are like not ever getting the wages or the contracts that are fair to them are really starting to stand up and be like, I'm part of this. So yeah. A lot of people are leaving their jobs. The great resignation refers to the number of people who have literally just quit their jobs because they don't think they're fair. They don't think they're receiving fair treatment. That's something that, I mean, to be frank, I spoke about that in an exit interview today. I was like, I don't think I'm being treated with respect. I don't think my time is being treated as though it has value. And, I don't know. I think that's a big shift. And a lot of what we've talked about with, and we mentioned this last week, the IATSE strike, the, labor unions that represent, LA's like, media behind the scenes work are striking basically for humane treatment as well. So I don't know. I do think that this is impacting creative, because there is this mentality in creative fields that you should feel lucky to be there because you have the fun job, and the people right. who are directing your job call it the fun job to themselves. Lane, what are your thoughts? Does this cover what you heard on the news segment? Tell me what you heard.
Absolutely. Today. No, absolutely. I'm just, I'm enjoying hearing you talk about it. You're so well informed. I'm learning. No, you're bringing so much nuance and so many facts that I was unaware of. You know, I feel like I've just kind of scratched the surface of what the reality of this labor, you know, this labor movement that's happening. Because yeah, it's also interrelated. Like for instance, like I saw, so I wake up this morning and I see a story on CBS Morning News because Gayle King is a queen in our house.
So or like Gayle Queen.
Gayle Queen, if you ask me. But so we watch that every morning. Great news program. You know, if you watch the television, if you actually get your news on a television, it's pretty much your best option. It's so good. And anyway, I recorded a little snippet here from their business analyst, Jennifer Schlesinger. And let me just play it real quick. They set her up at the beginning to just talk about this great resignation. And then Jennifer Schlesinger talks about it for a moment. So let me play what she has to say, because I feel like it's just really relevant to a lot of the topics we've talked about. Especially in the pandemic. Here we go.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this great resignation being called? Why are so many people walking away from good paying jobs?
Are they just unhappy with their jobs?
I think what has happened in the last 19 months has done something seismic to the labor force. One economist said to me, it is as if all of us went into a 19-month meditation about our lives, our families, and our work. This is causing changes up and down the income stream. Low pay workers may say, I'm not going to take that bad job with no benefits and erratic hours. Some of the frontline workers completely burned out. They may retire early, go a different direction. There are also those folks who were basically saying, I learned a lot about myself, my family. I want a better work-life balance, and I've got to figure out how to do that. What's really clear to me is this will persist, and it is something that is staying in this labor force for a while.
I'm hearing about this.
That was it. But yeah, doesn't that sound like right on the money with what I like shot out of bed. I hadn't even had my coffee yet. And I was like, this would be perfect for the pod.
No, thank you for recording that. And I love that phrasing of a 19-month meditation on what's important to us.
Yeah. Because
I do think that's like accurate to a big portion of it.
Right. And I'm just seeing more and more people like on my Facebook feed because, you know, that's how I connect with my friends. But I keep seeing people, it pops up like so-and-so just quit their job, you know, or I decided, you know, to quit my job and this and that. And it's like, oh yeah, you realize, oh, this isn't an isolated incident. This is happening in record numbers. I think mental health has everything to do with it. You know, like, here's an example that just kind of popped into my head. Yesterday I had a client telling me about that book, How to Do Nothing. And he was kind of saying like doing nothing, how does that even work? How do you sit there and relax and not think about being productive and having to work on something constantly? And I thought of this story about my grandfather. And I think it totally applies to the way work, the demands of like the modern job, a modern employer's demands on us, affects mental health. Because I was telling him the story. I was like, my grandfather supported a family on a letter carrier salary, a single income household. My grandfather was just a letter carrier for the post office and was able to raise three children. My grandmother was a homemaker, and he would come home on Friday nights, and my grandmother, who had to manage the finances, which is...
So yeah, check out But Are You Happy Though, the podcast. Whether you use Spotify or Anchor or iTunes podcast, I mean, there's so many podcast apps that you can choose. That's why I like Anchor. I just post my podcast and they broadcast it through all these different apps for me. And, you know, each country, you know, it has popular different apps. So that's one less thing I have to do. And I still can't believe they're doing this for free. I am so very thankful. But you can listen to audiobooks, you can listen to meditation, guided meditation prompts, you can listen to stories, you can listen to comedy. There are so many different genres of podcasts. I kind of feel like we're going back in reverse, because back in the day, my mom said they would listen to like radio stories. Like that was a big thing before TV, and then TV kind of took over. And I feel like, are we like going back? Because when I first started listening to podcasts, it wasn't very popular. Like I would talk to people like, yeah, the podcast I listen to, and you wouldn't really hear much. But now it's a really, really big thing. So whenever you get a chance, just check out podcasts. You can listen to people, you know, talk about different news stories or sciences or solve murder cases. Just, I guess knowledge is a big thing for me. And how easy is it that someone can be feeding you knowledge while you're multitasking, cleaning up the house, cooking, exercising, working out? I just love the fact that you can multitask. That's why I like podcasts, because you can multitask. And I love multitasking. I'll be creating an ebook, and I could just be listening to someone teaching me something about esoterics and stuff like that. So I just love it. But then second is visual for me. So I do like to listen. I do like to read, and I don't mind watching. So yeah, check out But Are You Happy Though? And that statement, it can be the statement, but the year, like, but are you, I know you're employed. I know you got a job. I know you make a lot of money. You know, I know you're married. You could put that on anything. But the point is, are you happy though? And I guess that just came into my realization, like, you can have all these goals and these desires, but when you reach them, it's like, are you even happy? And then when you look through time, sometimes the people with the least things are so happy. Have you ever seen a sad homeless person? For some reason, they be eating, you know, they be happy or whatever. They may not have, you know, the necessities, shower, you know, food, water, protection and stuff like that. But they just seem to be happy and free, you know. So I think the modern day free men are the homeless. Like, they aren't tied down to mortgages. They aren't tied down to any of these bills, which are a form of slavery, if you ask me. And I feel like the plantation is no longer an actual location. It became a grid. And all these different things connect you to the plantation. Remember in school, you would have to put like me in the middle and draw a line with all these different things about yourself, your favorite color, da 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 da. That's kind of how I see the plantation now. Like, it, they have made it an invisible plantation, and nobody thinks they're enslaved. But you have a 200,000, 300,000, 405, half million, a million, billion dollar mortgage. You're basically a slave to that. It gives you happiness, but one little thing can disrupt your life and they can take it. And do they offer any of that money back? No. That's like the biggest scam of all. Like when you buy a car and let's say it gets dented, it's yours and it's dented. But let's say you're leasing a car and it gets totaled. You can't even drive that car, but you still are indebted to pay that lease or that car note. And I just don't understand that. Like, really? But the moment you die, they cut off that Social Security, don't they? They don't let it continue to go on. It's just, I just see so many, so many things are wrong with society. But until, I guess, people come together to make the necessary changes, it just is what it is. So I have to choose to redirect my energy, my focus on other things, because that will exhaust you so quickly. Okay, so let's move on. Reiki Healing Prayer Reco goes out to people that are following their heart and transitioning to what's best for them, mind, body, and soul. Again, I think they teach us to do XYZ when we really should be doing ABC. And I guess on my journey, the same subject just keeps coming to the forefront. Like I was saying before, a lawyer like literally was making millions of dollars and he wasn't happy. And he quit and like went to India with the monks and stuff and it was happy. So it wasn't money. You know, people are married and are unhappy as fuck. So it ain't marriage, it ain't partnership, it ain't a soulmate, it ain't love. People have kids, and I'm starting to hear moms, they will never ever regret their kid, and I completely get it. But honestly say how they would have changed things if they could, like maybe had the child later when they were more mature. And I never used to hear that before, but hearing that, it's like, wow. You see all the Christmas pajama pictures and the back to school and this, that, the other. And quite honestly, they're exhausted or they don't feel prepared for that role as a mother, you know. And we've been in existence for how long? For people to still say there's no manual on how to be a mom, you just got to figure it out. That is insane to me. You know what's missing? The women's rites of passage and the men's rites of passage. Those are the necessary tools and foundations that prepares them for the next role in their human evolution. And they took that away and it's like everyone is just lost. We need to start passing that stuff down. Remember, they would sit at the campfires and tell those same stories over and over again. Baby, that was wisdom. Wisdom in the form of a story that will be told from generation to generation to generation. We're not doing that anymore. And we're having to start over with each new generation. And it's insanity. We have got to get better. But I've also learned too, it takes courage to do something that you normally wouldn't do. But right behind courage comes blessings that you will never, ever dreamed of. So shout out to y'all. So we're going to move on to Music Reco, which is Beyonce. She has a new song called Break My Soul, and I'm going to play a clip of it here. Thought it was interesting that now I'm living my own life, doing my own thing, but things be resonating. Like, how ironic is it that someone makes a song saying release your job, release the stress, and that's the same thing that I'm doing. It was a stressful job and I released it. I get messages like that and it's so crazy. Like, I was telling my mom the other day, I was getting a message. Let me see if I can find it. I was getting a message. I was talking to my sister. And she was telling me, you know, I'm exactly where I need to be, right? And so everywhere I look, I would see you are exactly where you need to be. I saw it on Pinterest. I was doing my yoga and the lady was like, you are exactly where you need to be. I went to Michael's to start making my jewelry. And I saw a little arts and craft in the Michael's store that said, you are exactly where you need to be with a compass. And it was just like, oh my God. That's how I be getting my mess. So when I say I get my things in threes, like randomly, it could have been a song, it could have been a book, it could have been a picture, it could have been, that's how I get my thing, like randomly. So the more I listen, it's starting to come in faster, like, oh my God. So now when I look at people that do tarot and readings and stuff like that, they have just been listening for so long that source know, okay, I'm going to send it to her because she going to get this message out. And I think the more we all connect, the messages will go out because those different individuals sent that message out and it reached me exactly when it needed to be. Like, nobody talks about that. Like, the timing, it could have been three of those compass things on the shelves and three people could have bought them. But no, one was on the shelf for me to read. It's just like, life is crazy. 333. Life is crazy. Like, I could not be God to be able to be there for everything on earth. That is a role I can't even comprehend. To be there for the germs, to be there for the air molecules, to be there for the humans, for the plants, for the air, to be there for everything and never miss a beat. Ugh, I'm still learning, y'all. Okay, so yeah, shout out to Beyonce because she just basically, I call that a confirmation. She's growing up in the Christian church, that's one thing we say. Like, if something resonates in the spiritual world, they say a resonance. It resonates with you. In the Christian world, they'll say confirmation. I just say I get things in threes because I usually see it three different times, maybe before I pay attention, which is horrible. So yeah, I learned that everybody's doing the same thing. They just have different names, terms, and ways of doing it. That's what I've come to the conclusion of. So my spiritual teacher, mentor, guide, and recommendation for today's podcast would be Mr. Ohenba Official on YouTube. Just click on the link and check him out. So I was listening to Miss Deborah. Shout out to Miss Deborah. She's like a spiritual grandmother I never had. She tells so much of her life. I think people don't really do that. Like, she tells the good, the bad, and the ugly. And she started with her children because she said, I'm not here for y'all. I'm here for my children. She said, but since I'm going to talk, I might as well just put it on here. And she was able to reach so many other people. And that's what I feel like I'm called to do too. So just because I go through something and I may bump my head, just putting it out in the waves, it could help someone prevent that. Or with me learning something and sharing it, it's going to reach what need to reach. Because at one point I was forcing it on my circle and they weren't ready to receive, or maybe they were being bombarded or annoyed or whatever. It's fine, we're all on so many different levels, and I didn't feel appreciated, I felt alone, so many different things. So when I started podcasting, I was able to fill that void. Miss Deborah mentioned that too. And another girl that I follow, XOXO Boy, she mentioned too that she uses her her YouTube, and she calls her followers her besties, to like express herself because she felt alone. And I've been saying that for the longest. Like, I am not alone. I came from a big, like, my mom had 4 kids, so I consider that a big family. And now I have 13 nieces and nephews, so the family's big, right? But everybody's not vibrating the same. So that's what I mean when I say it gets lonely. So I might learn, oh my God, there's fluoride in the water. It can kill you. It can cause cancer. And I start to filter my water. I try to tell other people and it's like, oh, whatever. You know, it's that's what kind of makes you feel lonely. Or I read a book and it says there's so many chemicals in soaps that it's causing cancer. So I start to make my own. I try to tell other people, oh, that's crazy. You know, and when people really love you, what they say and do is not to hurt you. I finally figured that out. That's just their level of expressing, and they haven't learned a more subtle or compassionate way to say things. So that's why you have to extend grace. But you also have to go where, you just have to find your tribe. And that was a good quote of mine I need to go back to. Find your tribe and love them hard, because y'all may both see a butterfly and look at each other and be like, butterfly, like, y'all get it. That's y'all spiritual animal. That's your ancestor. It's the whole message. Somebody else, you may be like, oh my God, look at the omen, look at the butterfly, and they may not get it. It's something about getting it, like being understood, is so very important. Like, oh, that is just like, so that tribe aspect is so important. But my spiritual people out there, they're just digital right now. I have text groups, I have YouTubes and different stuff like that, where we could all talk about the same thing and you don't seem like the oddball or crazy. Like, I hate that. But I'm also not like a teacher, like, hey, learn this and learn this and learn this. I'll show you when my resources are, but I don't even have the patience to really do that. So this podcast has been an amazing outlet for me. So thank you for allowing me to creatively express myself this way and to provide a safe space and a listening ear. My prayer is always that someone will get something out of every single episode. So if you are just stressed or you don't know what to do, or da, 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 this is a whole message, boo. A whole message. You may not quit today, tomorrow, next week, or next month. But prepare and leave, because your heart is more important than your paycheck. And that's a hard thing to say. It really, really is, but it's so true. I will never forget, this guy used to be asleep at my job, and I used to be so upset. Like, I don't want to be on his gate. All he do is sleep all day, and I just did not understand why my manager was letting this man doze off. Well, he ended up dying, and so obviously he was sick, and so I learned a lesson too. Like, you don't know what people going through. My mom even was like, what if he was taking medication that makes him drowsy? Like, you don't know until you know, and that's why they say, until you're in people's shoes, you don't know. So that was a lesson for me. Like, dang, that man was going through something. He probably had surgery, he's probably taking medicine, ended up dying. And this was right before COVID, which is why I knew they knew that shit was going around. But anyways, he actually had gotten a car accident, but we knew something was going around. They just hadn't given it a name. So you sick, surgery, and all this other stuff. COVID is going to fuck up everything, and he ended up dying. I felt like it was a mix between the accident and COVID, rather anybody want to admit it. But we went in a meeting room for 15 minutes, my manager was boohoo crying, and then we got back on the fucking phones. And from that day, I had never experienced that in corporate America. But from that day forward, I was like, they don't give a fuck. 15 damn minutes? No, the whole team should have been off for 3 days. That was someone that we saw every day. Supposed to be family, supposed to be a team. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That man was there every day. We have our meetings every Tuesday. We're doing our potlucks and stuff. And you mean to tell me we gave that man 15 minutes and that was it? We should have had 3 days off. We should have went around there with his wife and his family. You know what I mean? Gave them food, asked them if they needed anything. That man gave his life, his time, his energy, his air, his ruah. And we had 15 minutes to get that shit together and get back on the phone. And from that day forward, I was like, okay. Okay. But I'm so thankful for my experience. I learned a lot about taxes. I'm going to do a whole podcast on that. I learned a lot. Like, this world is not balanced. It's not even the amount of money that I make and I'm forced to pay taxes when people are making billions, not million, y'all, billions of dollars and they pay $4,000 in taxes. How? How the fuck? I became furious and I just couldn't do it anymore. But, yeah, the game is rigged for sure. It's rigged. There's key players and it's not what you know. It's who you know. What rules you know. How far you can rule the bins. You know, how far away can you get. So they couldn't get them 0, but they damn near got them down to 4. Now, from what I've observed, when you make 6 figures, you automatically are paying $25,000 in taxes. Now you do the fucking math. How did this person end up paying $4,000? Explain. It's fucking rigged. But anyways, so Mr. Ahiba Official, I have been like listening to him nonstop. His YouTubes aren't even long. They're like between 12 and 25 minutes. And it varies. And he talks about so many esoteric subjects. I literally started from the first one he did and I'm working my way down. And I'm just learning so much. I just love the space that I'm in. I'm so very grateful for the teachers that are sharing their gifts for free. They aren't charging. He's literally recording that shit for free. Dropping those seeds so that it can land on the pupils that it's meant to land for free. And I really appreciate that. But I'm going to still send him a little comment and say, hey, leave your cash out so people can bless you if they want to. So, yeah, check him out. So, books or good read reco, I have a long list of them. I actually read one of them. Experts say the great... No, that's not the one I read. Which one did I read? I have several YouTube pages, and one of them is called L.M. Publishing, because I'm getting ready to put these books out. I'm pregnant with a couple babies right now, book babies. But this one is called How Maitri Guided Me to the Great Resignation. And you know what I just got within me? Matriarch. Maitri itself was about your self-love, you know, guiding you to yourself. And well, actually, let me find the part where she said, where she explained it over time. I think it's at the beginning. Did I scroll past it? Okay, here it is. Sorry it took so long, y'all. Maitri, loving kindness or unconditional friendship with oneself. So if you want to hear, I actually just signed up for Elephant Journal for the year. And if you go to L.M. Publishing on YouTube, I actually read it. So you can hear me read it. I'm going to try to not read so much so the podcast won't be as long. And that was interesting. So again, this came to me on June 16, 2022. again, like the same message was coming. Like I was already feeling it. I just didn't know when I was going to do it, but I knew I was doing it. And I was like, July, I'm going to be out of here by July. But I didn't even make it. My last day was June 24. And I still got to go turn in my stuff. But I have a couple of articles that you can read about the resignation. I just don't want to read them all. The podcast will be so long. Like, I didn't even get started yet. The quote for this podcast will be, accept a person for who they are, where they are, and what they have to give. And that was by my mommy. And I never looked at that before. Like, that would have helped me with a lot of relationships. Because I always, you know, you fall in love. There's hearts and endorphins and everything's perfect. And then you're like, So I have to apply that to my relationships. Like, whatever that person is at, baby, that is it. You cannot. They not finna be vegan. They not finna be getting down meditating with you. They probably not gonna wanna ride to the beach and watch the sunset. They probably not romantic. Like, I literally have to realize that. Like, that is that person. And either you're gonna ride with it or you're not. I don't know why I had like this. I guess with Libra charm, you can kind of be persuasive and get away with things. But that's kind of selfish because I already know no one's gonna change me. So I need to make sure I'm giving that same energy to other people. Like, I'm gonna be a sexy mama. You know, I'm probably gonna have my belly out at times. And, you know, no one's going to be able to change that. Now, with me being a Libra and not liking confrontation, I do change sometimes. Just out of the respect for my partner. But that doesn't mean that I agree or that it sits well with me. I just don't like the confrontation. But I've also learned that was hurting me because I wasn't being true to me. So I'm over here doing things to make that person happy. And then when I tell them to do something to make me happy and they don't do it, I'm upset. Why? It's because I folded, I bent when they didn't. So really, I'm really just learning, like, for me being a Libra, relationships is how I learn a lot of things. Relationships with money, with work, with people, with everything. Relationships is how I learn my lessons. And God, intimate relationship, they have been so hard for me. I feel like I've been getting all the other lessons, but damn, these relationship lessons are so hard for me. But I think I got it now. I think I got it. I put it enough time. I failed enough. I think I'm gonna pass this next time. Okay, so RX Laugh. This is your prescription of laughter for today. Why did the invisible man turn down the job offer? Because he couldn't see himself doing it. I'm going to keep that one. Now, do you see what I mean? Like, the theme has been job, quit, leave. It's so crazy. Okay, so podcast references for everything that I'm doing are listed below. Quit Your Job Already is a complete playlist on YouTube of different people quitting in different industries. Even a nurse quit, and she was saying, like, she was making $250 a day. No, an hour. I said that wrong. She was making $250 an hour, and they were asking her to do 60 hours, and she quit. I was like, so it's not the money, people. The next one is I Quit, which is my own YouTube playlist, and then Pinterest I Quit, which is my Pinterest with different quotes about quitting. Career and work affirmations for job success. Positive affirmations to help you build a career that you love. Want to find your dream job? Need help building a better career? Need some inspiration for work? Here are a list of the best positive affirmations for your career, including affirmations for a new job, affirmations for job interviews, positive affirmations for the workplace, a list of positive affirmations for success, affirmations for work stress, daily affirmations for job seekers. I believe in my life skills and talents. I have amazing qualities for this job. I always push myself to do better and improve. I will give my absolute best for this job. I'm completely focused on getting great results. Affirmations to succeed at work. I believe that I can do this. I am motivated, consistent, and determined. I always achieve my work goals. I am naturally driven towards success. Being successful at work is easy for me. I am doing my best to succeed at work. Affirmations for work stress. I let go of my work-related stress. I release all tension from my work. I am free of anxiety and worries. I feel calm and centered even in hard situations. I always remain balanced during stressful situations. I handle stressful things with wisdom and clarity. Affirmations for women at work. I am treated well and respected at work. I am worthy of financial freedom and stability. I make smart moves and decisions. I take calculated risks that bring me wealth. I deserve to be rich and successful. Affirmations for men at work. I am smart, sharp, and driven. I am focused completely on achieving my goals. I am determined to be successful at work. Success and wealth come to me easily. I am a natural-born leader. Affirmations for finding your dream job. I know I will find my dream job. The perfect company is going to hire me. Every day I am getting closer and closer to my dream job. My dream job is also seeking me. I deserve to have the exciting and gratifying career that I dream of. I attract the right opportunities and the right people that will lead me to my dream job. I deserve to have the life I want, and that includes the career that I choose. Affirmations for job seekers. I know the perfect job is out there for me. I enjoy searching for my new job. I am attracting the perfect company. Job hunting is fun and exciting adventure. My potential is limitless and there are so many opportunities that lie ahead of me. I am open to receive a new job that allows free expression and provides me financial security. My perfect job will present itself to me at the perfect time. I trust in the process. I am a magnet for great job opportunities. Affirmations for job interviews. They will love me on their team. I am confident and secure with my skills. I know how to sell myself. Any company will be fortunate to have me. I am calm and relaxed. I'm going to rock this interview and get the job. I fearlessly approach my interviews with confidence and assurance. I know exactly what to say and when to say it without error. I'm the perfect candidate this job is seeking. My resume is impressive. I have a welcoming smile and I speak clearly. I enjoy doing interviews because I get to showcase my talents. Positive affirmations for success. I'm doing great work at my job. My career is a huge success. I am happy and successful with my work. Affirmations for job fulfillment. I love my job. I know when I put my all into my work, I am rewarded greatly. I'm a good access to this company. My career gives me exactly what I need to sustain my life. I am deeply fulfilled in all that I put into my work and enjoy receiving my earnings. I have a job that allows me to fully express my individuality and unique talents. Positive affirmations for the workplace. I enjoy being in my workspace. My coworkers respect me. I let go of my need to control everything around my workplace. All the hard work I'm putting into this job is paying off. I choose to let go of my worries and I'm committed to learn better ways to cope with stress. I take periodical breaks to unwind and relax so I don't get overworked. Peaceful and calm is my natural state. I know I can't control how my boss and coworkers treat me, but I can control my reactions. I realize I will have my bad days and I welcome those challenges for growth. Quotes for a successful career. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Maya Angelou. Better to have spent a life reaching for a dream than never come true than to have slept through a whole life that never had a dream. Samantha Pickrain. Feeling confident or pretending that you feel confident is necessary to reach for opportunities. It's a cliche. But opportunities are rarely offered, they're seized. Sheryl Sandberg. If you have to support yourself, you had bloody well better find some way that is going to be interesting. Katherine Hepburn. Goals are new, forward-moving objectives. They magnetize you towards them. Mark Victor Hansen. Choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life. Confucius. Those who are most persistent and work in the true spirit will invariably be the most successful. Samuel Smiles. Successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. unsuccessful people are asking, what is in it for me, Brian Tracy? No matter what you're doing, try to work at the task like it's your dream job, Russell Simmons. The secret of joy in work is contained in one word, excellence. To know how to do something well is to enjoy, Pearl Buck. Find out what you like doing best and get someone to pay you for it, Catherine Whitehorn. Every job from the heart is ultimately of equal value. The nurse injects the syringe, the writer slides the pen, the farmer plows the dirt, the comedian draws the laughter. Monetary income is the perfect deceiver of a man's true worth, Chris Jimmy. You are not here merely to make a living. You are here in order to enable the world to live more amply, with greater vision, with finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world, and you impoverish yourself if you forget the errand. Woodrow Wilson. Desire. That's the one secret of every man's career. Not education, not being born with hidden talents, desire. Johnny Carson. Forget about the false lane. If you really want to fly, harness your power to your passion. Honor your calling. Everybody has one. Trust your heart and success will come to you. Oprah Winfrey. There are two kinds of people, those who do the work and those who take the credit. Try to be in the first group. There is less competition there. Indira Gandhi. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. Steven Jobs. Working hard for something we don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something we love is called passion. And that is it for part one. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Stick around for part two, where we'll be picking up on some very funny Pinterest inspirations and quotes and some other inspirational people that I will showcase that had different points of views and opinions about quitting. I hope there was something within this podcast that resonated with you. If not, you know, just hold space for it. It may resonate one day. I appreciate every like, share, and listen. You guys are my love tribe. And once again, thank you for holding space for me to be able to express myself creatively and help me to build up my throat chakra. I am such an introvert and shy. I just keep everything bottled in. And I found an outlet that's perfect for me. So thank you guys for tuning in. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye. It's 7.9 billion people in this world, yet you met me. And that is not by happen chance. It's a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. If life is a school, what lesson did you learn today? What class did you take today? Did you pass or fail your test or pop quiz? If so, it's okay. Failing allows you to restudy an area that you're weak in so you can try again better than before and pass with 100%. Keep learning, evolving, and spreading love, and I hope you see the fruits of your labor. Namaste, levaste, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. Love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.